Amen. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I can promise you this. He loves you more.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to find your place this evening, you can be turning to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read the first four verses of that. But while you find your place, I want to say I love the Lord. And I want to tell the church, God looks good on you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is good to us and better than, no doubt, than we deserve. I was sitting there thinking during the service about a message that I heard, and it was preached probably in the 50s. And it was an evangelist, a TV evangelist, but it was Billy Graham, I'll tell you who it was. And he was in a crusade, Brother Chad, and some of y'all are older, y'all remember the Cold War and the threat of nuclear war and the run of the whole world. And Billy Graham got up, and I believe it was on a New Year's Day, and he told the crowd that he was preaching to, he said, America will not be destroyed by an atomic bomb. That's what they called them back then. We call them nuclear bombs or whatever now. He said, but America will be destroyed by moral decay in the home.
That's right. That's your Lord.
But that's where we're at today, is moral decay. People have no morals anymore. And it's a sad day in America.
Yes, sir.
It's a sad day, Brother Joe, when a boy don't know he's a boy.
Yeah.
Or a girl don't know she's a girl.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'll tell you what tonight. The Bible says that God made them male and female. Amen. And you're one or the other.
Amen.
You ain't in between. God didn't make no mistake. Just grow up and be what God made you to be.
Amen.
Boy, the world's in a bad shape. But you know what? If we'd paid attention, and some did and some didn't, but he said there'd come a day when they'd call good evil and evil good. And we've been there for a while, Brother Joe. Been there for a while, but boy, it's just getting worse and worse. The Bible says that evil men and seducers would what? Wax worse and worse. And boy, I'm looking forward to a day. And Brother Chad, I enjoy hearing Brother Chad. I usually get to listen to him preach a lot on my way home from work, and I ain't got that ability no more. But I really enjoy hearing Brother Chad preach. And he was talking earlier about seeing his grandmother when he gets to heaven. And boy, I've got grandmothers and grandpas and people I don't even know I got up there, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
But I believe this, Brother Chad. I believe when we get there, all eyes are going to be on Him. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says, Brother Joel, that He is the light of that city.
Praise
hath no need of sun or moon, because He will lighten that city. And, you know, the reason I think that, well, when we get through those gates, there's going to be something that's shining.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to
be
on, our eyes are going to be on Him. Our eyes are going to be on the Savior. You know, right now in heaven, there's angels or cherubims or whatever you want to call them flying around to the throne of God singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. One day, boy, the redeemed, we're going to sing a song. Amen. That the angels can't join in. Amen. They used to sing a song that the angels step back and the bride step in.
Amen.
And boy, we're going to get to sing the song of the redeemed. Amen. I'll tell you this. Church, we can enjoy our salvation here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're having a hard time enjoying your salvation, you probably need to be in the altar tonight. Boy, I tell you what, I get happy sometimes, Brother Joe, and I ain't got to be in church to get happy.
That's right.
I can be going down the road. I can be just wherever and get happy when I start thinking about what God has done for me. He's a good God tonight. If you'll stand with us tonight, 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to read the first four verses, and then I do want to go back to the Lord in prayer, and I do desire your prayers tonight, that the Lord would just touch us, and most of all, that He would anoint us to preach and give us liberty here tonight. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let's pray tonight. Dear God, as we humbly bow before you, Lord, this evening, just thankful, God, Lord, for this service. Thankful, God, for your presence, God, for the songs, the testimonies, God, your goodness, your mercy, God, Lord, and just thankful, God, for your faithfulness, Lord. We pray, God, here tonight, Lord, just for a little while, God, that you would anoint us and let us open our mouth and proclaim, God, the good news. God, bless this church, God, these people that are here. God, I pray, God, that you would, Lord, just set the captive free, God, here tonight, God, and loose the chains, God, of those that are bound. And Lord, most of all, God, save those that might be here tonight, God, that are lost, God. And Lord, just help us, God, we do pray. God, we'll just put our trust, God, in thee, Lord, God. And Lord, just pray, God, for a little while that you would hide us, God, in the shadow of your cross. And we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Have your way, dear Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I appreciate you standing tonight in reverence to the reading of the Word of God. And I don't do this a lot, but I did take a few notes, and mostly it's just Scripture. But I want us to agree on something before I get started tonight. Just a couple things and a couple verses, and then we'll get started. But Peter here, how many ever read the second Peter before? I hope everybody has. And I'll tell you what, I've read it, Brother Chad, a bunch of times, and a lot of times I'll read the Bible, Brother Joe, and I'll just breeze right on through it, and I don't catch a lot of things. And I can read through it mainly to catch things and still not catch things, because I ain't really that bright. But anyhow, as I guess yesterday the Lord had started dealing about this message, about this thought, and I've got a few places I'm going to go to tonight, but I ended up here in Peter. In 2 Peter, Peter writing to the church, he talked about a thing here, but in verse 1 he said, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith. Like precious faith. Church, did you know tonight that you're saved? If you're here, then you're saved, that you have that same faith that they had. We've obtained like the same faith. You were saved the same way that they were saved. Everybody that's ever been saved has been saved one way. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. And you say, well, what about the Old Testament? Well, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes. It was by grace that he was saved. Amen. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if you're here tonight and you're saved, you found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. The other thing I want to look at tonight, the second thing. Y'all agree with that tonight? We have a lot. We have obtained a lot precious faith. Those that are saved have obtained that lot, the same. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. Like in Hebrew, in Greek, is isitimos, and it means of equal value.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Of equal value. You're all the same. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. And preachers like to say that the ground is level at the foot. There's no big I's and little U's in the household of God. Amen? We're all His children. We're all the same in His eyes. Amen? The other word that I want to look at, the other thing that I want to look at tonight is in verse 4, which says, whereby are given unto us. Who is it given to tonight? Those that have obtained like precious faith. Amen. Whereby are given us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. So tonight, church, those that have like precious faith have the opportunity to have exceedingly precious promises, amen, in the Word of God. And there's many promises in the Word of God, amen. Listen, we're living the day. We're saved by promise, amen. And what I mean by that is that he made a promise, amen, that he made a bunch of promises. But And I'll get to that in a minute. But let me get on with this message here tonight. But we can agree on those two things, that we've all have, those that are saved have like precious faith, and that we have the promises of God. Amen? Amen. As I was saying, the Lord laid this thought on my heart, and I'm going to preach tonight on this thought, standing on the promises. Amen?
Amen.
Standing on the promises. Church, everybody tonight, you can be saved and not be living or standing or resting on the promises of God. Do you agree with that tonight? I'll tell you, friend, there's a lot of people, and let me say this tonight, that a lot of people can read the Bible, and they can see how God used people, Brother Joel, and see how God worked through people, and see how God saved them, and how He used Gideon, you know, to do all that. But they can see God doing that with them, but they can't see God doing it with you. Amen? Friend, you know what? But I just told you, we just agreed that we all have the like precious faith. We were all saved the same way. We're all equal in God's eyes. Friend, the problem is we don't take hold of the promises that God has before. Let me read you something here out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And this is the writer is not certain. I believe it was the Apostle Paul, but he said, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise," listen now, "let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it."
Amen.
So what's he saying? "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us," some of us, don't enter in. Don't enter into what? Don't enter in to the promise. It goes on, church, to talk about a rest. Amen. And really, if you're standing on the promises, you're also resting in those promises. Now, I want to get on with this, if the Lord would help us tonight. But I thought about some people in the Bible, in different places in the Bible, that, boy, they had to stand, Brother Chad, on the promises of God. Amen. And I'll tell you, church, a lot of times it takes things happening or it takes trouble coming our way before we realize that we need to claim a promise that God has left us. Amen. And there were some men in the Bible, Brother Joe, and I'll start out with one whose name was Jehoshaphat. Amen. Friend, listen, and he was a king of Israel, and he done that which was good in the eyes of the Lord. He walked after the old paths that his father David walked after. He sought the Lord, Brother Job, with his whole heart. Now, he wasn't perfect, amen. He made allegiance with Ahab, which was a sorry, low-down, good-for-nothing king of Israel, amen. A friend of marriage of one named Jezebel, a friend, and he was told by Jehu not to make affinity with him, but he did anyhow. But I like this, you know how I am. I'm going to have to get into that now since I opened up that can of worms. But, friend, listen, Jehoshaphat made a league with Ahab, Brother Joe, and went up to Samaria there to be with him. Ahab slaughtered calves and sheep and all these things, made a big feast for Jehoshaphat and all that were with him. And he was trying to get him up to go to Ramoth Gilead, I believe it was, to war, to battle with him. And he said, inquire of the Lord. Jehoshaphat told him, said, inquire of the Lord. And the Bible says that Ahab called 450 priests. Listen, but they were priests of Baal. And he asked them, inquired, said, "What saith the Lord?" And they said, "The Lord saith, go up, for I have delivered into your hand." And buddy, old Jehoshaphat had enough of God in him. Friend, listen, to Ahab, said, "Is there not a priest of the Lord here?" He said, "There's one here named Micaiah, but he never prophesies good about me." Amen. He said, "Well, go get him. I need to hear from the Lord." Church, I want to tell you what, we need to hear from the Lord. Amen. Friend, listen, we can hear everything we need to about the world, but boy, we don't hear enough from God. Amen. But boy, he wanted to hear from God. And buddy, listen, Micaiah came and told him, and boy, Ahab got fierce and sent him and put him back into prison. Friend, they went up, and Ahab was killed, and Jehoshaphat fled and saved his life, and Jehu met him, and boy, God owed him for what he'd done, amen. But boy, there's come a time now, Boy, God had blessed Jehoshaphat, blessed Judah there, blessed Jerusalem. Boy, just bless them time and time again. But there come a time, Brother Joel, that the Moabites and the children of Ammon and all these enemies came up to come against him. And friend, listen, he feared and he fell on his face to the Lord. He got all Israel in front of him. And he began to call on God. And then listen, and y'all know this scripture. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. Friend, listen, you know where that come from? The Bible says that, boy, when Solomon dedicated the temple, Brother Joe, and they slew all those animals and they dedicated it to the Lord. He prayed a prayer to God, and buddy, God asked him, and God told him, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Friend, Jehoshaphat was in a fix. He had the enemy coming up, Brother Joe. To surround, that's going to take the city. But he reminded God of a promise that he made, that boy, if they'd humble themselves and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, boy, that he'd hear from heaven. You know what happened? Boy, God destroyed those armies there for him. And boy, Jehoshaphat got to keep on reigning. But you know what? Jehoshaphat had to stand.
Yes, sir.
On the promises of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll get somewhere here in a minute. Amen. We'll get somewhere maybe if the Lord would help us. And I believe he will. Amen. But I thought of another man in the Bible. And he's another king. His name was Hezekiah. Friend, listen. He was another king, Brother Chad, that walked in the ways of the Lord.
Yes,
and, buddy, he was a good king. And boy, God used him. God blessed him. God added to his life 15 more years. But boy, there come a time in Hezekiah's life that the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, I believe it was, but he come up with his armies, and he took all the fenced cities of Judah, and he sent a messenger in there to where Hezekiah was, into the city or to the walls of the city, and he began to cry out and say, what about this city and that city? And I can't remember the city's names. And that city, he said, they all fell. He said, what's different in your city? He said, what about their gods? He said, the Ashtaroth, he fell, and this god fell, and their god fell. He said, you think your God is going to deliver you? He said, besides all that, said Hezekiah, said he's tore down all your altars, and he's done all these things, and he's making you worship here in this city. He said, do you think your God is going to deliver you out of the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria? All these other nations have failed. Friend, listen, they went. And these three men, Malachi, and I can't remember the other's name, but they went and told Hezekiah what was done. And the Bible says that Hezekiah rent his clothes, and he sent to the prophet Isaiah. Friend, listen, and Isaiah prayed to God, and he said, thus go tell Hezekiah, said, he'll turn and he'll hear a rumor, and he'll turn, he'll go back the way that he came. Friend, and sure enough, boy, another army, the Ethiopians, I believe, come up against the armies of the Assyrians, and boy, there was trouble. But you know what? He sent his servant back, and he was wanting to take that city before he had to turn back to Assyria. And this servant went back in, and boy, he sent a letter in, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Amen. He sent a letter into Hezekiah. Boy, Hezekiah, he was tore up. But he didn't know what to do, but he did know what to do. He took that letter, Brother Joe, into the house of the Lord. And the Bible says that he spread it out before the Lord. A friend in the Lord, he began to pray, and the Lord told him, he said, he's going to die in his own land. He's fixing to go back. He said, y'all fixing to eat this spring, and you're going to eat the fruit of the vine, and you're going to do these things. He said, but he's fixing to die. A friend, listen, God destroyed 185,000 Assyrians that night. I like what the Bible says. It said that they woke up in the camp and they were all dead men. Amen. God destroyed them. Why? Why, church? Because Hezekiah was standing on the promises of God. Amen. So many times in our lives, church, we try to go about it in our own strength, in our own mind. Amen. We try to fight the devil in the flesh. Amen. And he destroys us. The Bible says in the book of James, it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, let me tell you something tonight. Friend, God didn't see fit to put that in the Bible just to take up space. But that's a promise from God. Amen. And when the devil gets on us, whenever we have the troubles, and buddy, he's putting to put a saddle on our back, Brother Joe, and a bridle in our mouth. And buddy, listen, we need to remember, I need to submit myself to God. I need to resist Him, and the booger's going to flee. Amen. Friend, that's a promise of God that we need, church, that we need to remember.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There was another story in the Bible, I like preaching about the Exodus. Amen. I like Kadesh Barnea. And boy, that's one. As a matter of fact, if you read Hebrews chapter 3, and I read you some from chapter 4 there. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and hit this one. Chapter 4 of Hebrews in verse 9 says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God."
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, I was thinking today at work, there's people, and there's people that have been saved, that have got so miserable in their life, Brother Joel, that they took their own life.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, the Bible says that the devil, he's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Amen.
Church, don't think you don't have an enemy today. But there remaineth, therefore, the Bible says, a rest to the people of God. You know where that rest is at? That rest is standing on the promises of God. We sang the song in choir, standing on the promises of God.
Yeah.
Friend, but I wonder sometimes, are we really standing on the promises of God? I'll say this, I'll say no. Amen. Amen. Well, y'all spotting, that's all right. I'm having to fight the devil like crazy just to get this message preached, and that's all right. But listen, there they are, Brother Joe. Moses has brought them by the hand of God out of Egypt, amen, and headed to where? Now, we can say Canaan's land tonight. We can say a land of milk and honey, but really, it was the promised land, amen, that God had promised to Abraham, their father. They were taking them to a place called the promised land, amen. And listen, you know what that means? God had gave it to them. It was theirs. All they had to do was go in there and take that land, amen. God was going to fight their battles. God was going to destroy their enemies. God, listen, was going to see them through. But boy, because they believed not, because even it was preached to them, but the preaching did not profit them. The Bible says, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Church, that's our problem a lot of times. We can see God blessing Brother Chad, or we can see God blessing Brother Eugene, or Brother Troy, or someone else in the church. We just can't see God blessing ours. Hey, remember tonight, church, the ground is level. God is no respecter of persons. God wants to bless you. God wants to preserve you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to send revival to you. Listen, God wants to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on a solid rock. Friend, but listen, our problem is we don't have faith enough to believe that God will do for us what He's done for others. Amen. Friend, here they are. Brother Joe, and I always like, when I picture Israel, a friend just been delivered out of Egypt, just been delivered out of bondage, a friend just walking over on dry ground through the Red Sea. God, hey, the Bible says that He brought them through on dry ground. There was a wall of water on one side and a wall. I heard a preacher say one time it was the first walk-through aquarium. Amen. Friend, can you imagine that? A friend brought them over through the Red Sea. They'd seen the miracles. They'd seen the plagues that God put out. Here they are in Kadesh Barnea. Honey, I believe you could have skipped the rock and hit the promised land, but they couldn't go in because they just couldn't take God at His word. Church, we need to take God at His word. He's able tonight to do exceedingly abundant above everything that we ask or think. Amen. He's God Almighty. Hey, I wrote this down today, and I forgot to put it in my notes, but I had a pencil in before I come out here. I'll tell you what, I can make you a promise, amen, tonight. Friend, I can have every intention, Brother Joe, listen, of fulfilling that promise. But there's things out of my control that may prevent me from doing that. Honey, but we're serving a God today. And He's made promises. He said, heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Honey, out there, listen, when it's over our heads, it's under your feet. God can do all things tonight. Amen. Amen. Hey, there they are. Huh? The promised land, a friend, a place that they've been in bondage for 430 years. All they talked about when it was in Egypt is about a place that flowed with milk and honey. Honey, there it is. Church, there it is tonight. It's right here in front of you. God wants to bless you. God wants to revive you. God wants to save you tonight. He wants to forgive you of your sins tonight. He wants to lift you up tonight. It's right there. It's yours for the taking. Amen. Why? Because He's been promised. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, starting verse 8, it said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Honey, this is a promise that I love tonight. Why? Because that's one that can save the whole world.
That's right.
Amen. Huh?
That's
one that can save the whole world. It's just faith tonight. You know, faith is a wonderful thing. And the Bible says over in the, I believe in the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 3, it says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. It's there. You've got it. Amen. That's just what we're doing with it. Amen. Huh? It's just what we're doing with it. So there they are. Promised land, the promise is there, Brother Joe. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's two. I mentioned this the other night. Oh, Caleb and Joshua.
Uh-huh.
They said, let's go in, for we're more than able. They was full of faith. Amen. They was full of faith. You know what? They was the only two out of that bus. You got to go back in the promised land. Amen. And that boy, old Caleb, God didn't forget him. He said, every place you souls touch, amen, that's yours, Caleb. It's yours for the taking. Because you believe me. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you,
Lord.
Huh? Hey, they was just feet away from standing on the promise,
yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And turned around and wandered around. He said there in Hebrews chapter 3, let's flip over real quick. He said, what is said today, well, let's start up a little further. Wherefore I was grieved. No, let's start a little further. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest.
Amen.
Take heed, brethren, lest there be any in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen. The rest is there. A rest. What's it mean to rest? Well, when you can fully rely on God. When you're fully relying on Him.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, Jesus told them there in the book of Matthew, I think around chapter 6 or 7, He said, He was talking about what people desire, what they want, clothing and food and all these things. He said, and all those things are good. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Huh? Why? Jesus said, He said in the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. You know what God wants to give you now? He wants to give you rest. You know how you get that rest? You get that rest by standing on His promises. Not what none. The Bible is full of promises tonight. It's full of promises. And it's not just picking and choosing. You know, there's more, church. Now, I want to say, salvation's huge.
Yes, sir.
It's huge, Brother Joe. I'm glad I'm like you. I'm glad I'm saved in 2002. At Griffith Creek Church, by the way, this is one of my pastors, Brother Joe Sanders. I attended Griffith Creek Church for the first, I guess, 10 or 11 years of my Christian life. And the boy, he's a good pastor, amen. He's a good preacher. And you won't find nobody that preaches any straighter than Brother Joe Sanders, amen. I appreciate him tonight. I've been glad that I've been saved every day since. Amen. I'm glad that, boy, that he's a big enough God that he's kept me. Amen. Now, there's been times, Brother Joel, but he ain't been where I need to be. But, boy, I'm glad that I've read the Bible that he's a shepherd. And not only that he's a shepherd, but he's a good shepherd. Amen. He's a good God tonight, church. And I'm glad that I read on over there in the Bible when it says that it's not his will that any man would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. I'm glad that it said that he's long-suffering to us. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we got a good God tonight, church. And then let me move on tonight. I got one more, at least one more, and we may call it quits. But I thought about some more men in the Bible. Amen. Friend, listen, we know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Friend, they're three Hebrew children. Amen. And the Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar, he set him, Brother John, or Brother Joe, he built him an idol out there in the province of Babylon, in the plain of Dura. Amen. This thing was 90 foot tall or 60 cubits high, and it was 6 cubits or 9 foot wide. Amen. A friend, and he made a proclamation, said, when you hear the sound of music, when you hear the dulcimer and all these strings, when you hear the sound, he said, you'll bow down and you'll worship the image that I, Nebuchadnezzar, have set up in the plain. Now, boy, I can picture this. I'm glad I've got just a little bit of a spiritual vision tonight. I'm glad my mind's eye, I can see these things. But I can see this thing and this plane. Friend, I can imagine Babylon and its brilliance and the hanging guard. I can see all those things. But I can see this large, huge plane out there, Brother John or Brother Joe. Boy,
That's fine.
May be here tonight, Brother John. I can see that all this built up there. I can see why he done it. Amen. He wanted everybody when they come into Babylon to see this magnificent thing that he'd built. Amen. Friend, he wanted everybody to worship because that. Listen, that was going to be his insignia, if you would. Friend, but listen, as they bowed down and began to worship, whenever they played those music, somebody said, didn't you command that everybody, when they hear the sound of music, to bow down and worship it? He said, yes. He said, well, those three Hebrews over there, I said, they ain't bowing down. Amen. And he called them up and said, now, Shadrach, Meshach, didn't I say that whenever the music plays about it? He said, oh, King, he said, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. Listen, our God is able to deliver us from thy hand. And he will deliver us out of your hand. Amen. And boy, the Bible says, I like this. It says that the king Nebuchadnezzar's visage changed. Amen. You know what that was? Honey, he turned red. Amen. He was seeing steam. He was seeing fire. He told him, you heat the furnace 1 in 7 times hotter than it's wanted to be heated. A friend, he took the strongest men in his army. A friend, and they cast those Hebrews. They bound them. Amen. A friend, they bound them head and foot. Amen. Listen, and his strongest men cast him into the burning fiery furnace. The Bible says that the fire was so hot that it slew the very men that threw him in there. And old Nebuchadnezzar, there he was with his counselors, Brother Joe. Got it right that time, amen. Friend, there he was. And hey, boy, he thought, I've made a show now. But they all fear me now. And there he was, sitting there with his old chest thrown out and his back straight. And boy, he began to look out there in that fire. He said, did we not throw 3 men bound in the fire? He said, yes, King. He said, I see 4, and they're loose. He said, the 4th looks like the Son of God, amen. Friend, and he went up to the fire and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego said, how y'all boys doing? He said, they said, come on out. The Bible says they come out. Amen. Listen, their hair went singed, their clothes went burned. They wouldn't even smell smoke. I want them, amen. I want to say tonight, church, you know what got them out of there? Hey, they were standing on the promises of God, amen. They knew that God was able to deliver. Church, I'm going to tell you, don't matter what's in your life today, God is able to deliver you, amen. Friend, there's no sin too big that God can't forgive you, amen. There's nothing that you've done that God can't get you out of tonight, amen. Why? Friend, I'll tell you why. Because God loves you, amen. Hey, I want to tell you this. Friend, listen, we were not Jews, amen. We weren't Irish to none of the covenants and none of the promises. Friend, that were in the book. Honey, listen, there was no way for us to be saved. But friend, along came Jesus Christ, the Lamb. The Bible says it was slain from the foundation of the world, amen. Friend, he come along, and this is how I see it, amen. Friend, because we couldn't approach God because of our sin. Jesus took our hand in his hand. Yes, he took God's hand, yes. And he united us. Through his blood and through his flesh, the Bible says that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, amen. Amen. Woo! I get happy when I think about that.
You should, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Church, I know people, and I don't see them much anymore. I'm talking about people that's dead and gone, Brother Joe. And I watch their lives, and I see them standing on the promises of God. Church, I want to tell you something tonight. We ain't redheaded stepchildren.
That's right.
Amen. We're living tonight below our means. Amen. I got a few nodding their head. They agree with me. Amen. Yeah. I'm telling you tonight, we're living below our means. Amen. Yes, a friend, listen.
Lord of the King, brother.
We're heirs. The Bible says, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we're a royal priesthood, a peculiar, a holy nation.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
A friend, listen. We are the children of God. Amen. Yes. A friend, through His blood tonight.
Yes.
Now, I ain't got a lot, but if my kids need something, Brother Joe, and if I can get it, they're going to get it. Amen. They're kind of spoiled, not real bad. They've been good kids. I thank God. They're both saved, to the best of my knowledge, and I thank God for that. Amen.
Huh?
But I want to tell you what, we've got a God in heaven. Hey, I read in the Bible, I can't remember who it was, but one day God asked somebody, said, what sign do you need to see? He said, to hold the sun. Huh? And the sun rode back. Amen. God done that for somebody.
Amen.
For us. But the greatest thing God ever done for us, church, is sent Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible, you know, the Bible says that He that knew no sin became sin for us.
Right.
And you know why it says that? That we might become the righteousness of God.
Praise the Lord.
In Him. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of God. You know what? Tonight a lot of Christian people are walking around defeated. Amen.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's probably somebody here tonight that's defeated.
Yes.
There's somebody here tonight, Brother Chad, that's probably bound by something.
Yeah.
And they just can't seem to shake it. But I got news for you tonight. We're serving a God who's a chain breaker.
Amen.
Amen. We're serving one tonight. Hey, boy, they put old Peter in jail. Old King Herod, I believe it was, or one of the kings. A friend, that boy, they had every intention of beheading him, just like they done James.
Right.
A friend, listen, and they thought, boy, tomorrow morning we're going to get him. We're going to lay his old. But that night, boy, the Bible says that the church made prayer. Amen.
Yeah.
A friend, listen, and at midnight, I don't know what time it was, but the angel of the Lord,
yeah,
a friend, come into prison and put those guards to sleep. Amen. Grabbed Peter up and brought him up. The Bible says that the gate opened of its own accord. Amen. Oh, Peter thought he was a dreaming. Amen. But you know what? Buddy, listen, Peter was standing on the promise. Hey, tonight, church, let me tell you. A friend, listen, the Bible says, and I won't keep on and on and on. I want to shut up. But the Bible says, I believe over in the book of Acts chapter 3, I believe it is, a friend, that Peter and John went up to the temple to pray. Amen. And a friend, there was a leper, or not a leper, but there was a man there that couldn't walk. Amen. And listen, he was laid at that gate, begging alms. And but as they walked up there that day, the Bible says that Peter fastened his eyes on him. He looked at Peter expecting to receive something of him. Old Peter looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Amen. Arise up. And the Bible says he immediately received strength to his feet. A friend, listen, and went into the house of God, leaping and praising God. A friend, you know what? Boy, the religious crowd didn't like that. Amen. They brought him before him and said, we've told you not to preach in this name. And he said, whether it's better to obey man or God. He says, judge you. He said, we're going to keep preaching Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
A friend, listen, you know how they was able to do that? They're standing on the promises of God.
Yeah.
Friend, listen, there's people today that they're trusting. And hey, probably a lot of us, we're trusting in our money, our retirements. I got news for you right now about your retirements, about your food. Hey, the Bible says, maybe in the book of Revelations or maybe in the book of Daniel, about a man's wages is enough to buy food for that one day. Huh? Could you imagine everything that you made, Brother Chad, just enough to buy you food for yourself for one day? Church, you know how far we are or close we are to that day?
Yeah.
You think the price of eggs is bad now? Just give it a day or two, huh?
Yeah.
You better be standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You better be trusting in Him. You better be resting in those promises. Friend, listen. If you don't get nothing else, get this. God loves you.
Yeah.
God loves you. You're His tonight. If you're saved, you've received You've obtained that like precious faith. Huh? The same faith that Peter had, huh?
Yes.
When he wrote this, huh? And it belongs to you. This belongs to you now, whether or not you're partaking of it or not. These exceedingly precious promises, they're yours tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
They're yours to claim.
Yes.
Huh? They're yours.
Praise the Lord. Touch you more.
You just got to reach out by faith and take hold of them. You got to believe. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Amen.
Amen. If you're going to have the promises of God, you got to believe it. You know, and that's where I was getting at. I want to shut up. Old Jehoshaphat, God had blessed him. And when trouble came, it took trouble to get him back down there to remember that promise that God made.
Amen.
He got down there, and boy, he began reminding God of the promise that he made Solomon many years before. You know what God done? He said, yep, you're right. He drove away the armies. Amen. Church, claim the promises of God.
Amen.
Claim with faith, believing. Amen. That God will do. Hey, I believe that God will do what he said he'd do. Don't
Amen.
You?
Yes, amen.
Hey, man, I believe that tonight, but there's very few, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to shut up. There's very few today, church, that I meet or I know that are standing. I mean, fully standing.
Thank you, Lord.
And you'll know them when you come across them. They're a different breed.
Yeah.
They're a different breed of person. Amen. I remember when I pastored several years ago, there was a man, and he's still alive, and he still goes to the same church he went to probably 25, 30 years ago. But he took his truck that we worked on, and the guy that, if I mention his name, every one of y'all would know who it is probably, but the guy that was working that garage, he was working with me, he said, I didn't know the man, but when I got in his truck, I said, I knew he was a Christian. And the man was lost, amen, but he knew he was a Christian. Why? Because, hey, he's still standing on the promises of God. Church, stand there. Like I said, we're living below our means. And I would tell you what the reason is. Can I tell them tonight?
Go ahead, brother.
Boy, we just can't seem, Brother Chad, to get that 1 foot thrown over the fence. Huh? We're trying to strive the fence. We're trying
That's
to serve
right.
God and enjoy this world. And the Bible says that the love of the world is enmity
Amen.
With God.
That's
what's
Amen.
Friend, listen, give it all to God tonight. Just give it all to Him. Give Him all your troubles. That's what Jesus said. He kept casting, or Peter said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what was on her heart. Now, stand with us, if you would.
Amen. Friend, I don't know tonight. I don't know your heart. You might be the best thing since sliced bread. But I'll tell you what, I know people because I'm people. And we've all got problems.
Yeah.
We've all got troubles. We've all got things that burden us, that weigh us down. Remember, there's a promise. There was a promise I just quoted to you. Casting all your care upon Him.
Mm-hmm.
For He cares for you. If you're carrying a load tonight, boy, if there's something that's discouraging you with your walk in the Lord, if you're one that's living below your means,
this altar's open this evening. Friend, listen, I'll say this. Let me say this while y'all's debating on about who wants to be first. Deciding, maybe. Boy, I heard last week that y'all was excited about revival.
Yeah.
Huh?
Touch, Lord.
And let me tell you this. You ain't going to get it standing there.
That's right.
You're going to get it down in this altar.
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't trying to be mean tonight. I'm just being honest with you. If you want revival, God can revive you. If you want to grow strong with the Lord, if you want a closer walk tonight, it's there. And the only thing standing between you and that closer walk is you. This altar's open this evening. Altar's open. Let me tell you another promise. Boy, everybody knows this. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a promise from God tonight. If you're here tonight and you don't know Him, He knows you. He loves you and He wants to save you. This altar's open tonight. Are you as close to God as you want to be? You know what? That's the biggest problem in the church today. They went as far as they're going to go. Don't need no more God. Don't need to get no more close to God. Don't want to be one of those religious heretics. God loves you this evening. God loves you. You ought to come tonight. You ought to come. But you've got to make up your mind.
Yeah. I try. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Praise Lord.
If you're going to serve the Lord, if you're going to serve the flesh, amen.
Amen.
You can't serve both. You
see
it happen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. I feel like tonight that, boy, somebody needed to pray and they didn't. And maybe you couldn't get out of your chair, maybe, or your pew, maybe you didn't want to bother nobody, but friend, don't wait too late. Don't wait too late. I could say some things tonight, but I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And that, nothing mean, but well, I'll go ahead and tell it. I had I guess it had been my second or third cousin. And he told his wife, he said, Sunday morning, he said, we're going to church. He left that day with some buddies and they went and partied and got drunk. And I think three or four of them died that day. Never made it to Sunday. You know, a lot of times we think, if I'll wait till tomorrow night. I'll wait till next night. I'll wait till next night. But that night don't ever come.
Right.
Friend, listen, you can't play with God.
That's right.
You can't play with God.
That's right.
And at the same time, God wants to set you free. God wants to bless you tonight. But you know what? He's expecting you to come and receive that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to come get that blessing. But I love this. I ain't trying to be mean or nothing. But boy, church, it's yours for the taking.
Amen.
It's yours. You just got to come get it. Amen.
Bless Him, Lord. Thank God.
Bible says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
That's right.
I couldn't help but think about that whenever, you know that Payday song? Whoever sings it. Yeah, come on. This evening, the reason that your world is shifting so much is because you're standing on the wrong thing. You're standing on the shifting sands when all you've got to do is get on the rock. This brother preached about that rock, the promises of God. All you've got to do is stand on Him tonight. I feel the same way he does about somebody needs to pray. Boy, it's important. This is the most important part of the service, right here. It ain't the singing. It ain't the preaching. The preaching's good, but right here, there's some dealing in life and death happening right now in eternity. And as they sing this song, we're offering you another opportunity. If you're here and you're tired of your world shifting, won't you start standing on the promises? Start standing on the rock. Would you bow your heads and pray for us this evening? If you're here and you're lost and you need to pray, you're tired of being where you're at, you're tired of your world being a wreck, tired of just not knowing. As they sang this song, would you step out and come and pray? I'll meet you down here at the altar. Won't you come on? Step out and come on. Don't stay where you're at. You're heading for a payday. Boy, change it today. Boy, ain't you tired? Ain't you tired of running? You ain't got to run no more. You can run right here and stop running forever. Come on. One thing about it, God's faithful.
Amen.
And He's been faithful to draw somebody here tonight.
Praise Lord.
He's been faithful to draw you here tonight. And we'll be praying. Praying for whoever it is. I don't know who it is. Everybody here? No, I ain't going to say that. Usually I like to say everybody here may be saved. I don't believe that, Brother Alex. Not by what I feel. And I believe that if you've been saved any amount of time, you feel it too. So. But God tarries, spares you to tomorrow night. You need to come again.
Amen.
Listen, I remember I walked in. I told you this other night. Ernest put his finger right in between my eyes. I didn't move. But it wasn't long. Boy, I knew. Listen. The hounds of heaven got on my trail. Boy, I never will forget it. Everywhere I went, I'd hear that old baying call. Yeah. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Grace and mercy was on my head.
Yeah. Thank God.
One day,
yeah.
I'd run as far as I could run. Okay, yeah, they'll run. Well, they'll run a dog's tongue out. Until they run as far as they can go.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they'd sin. I hope you have that opportunity.
Amen.